presented by Google.
Good morning, Playbookers. It's Monday, June 7th. I'm Raghuman Avalan, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. The goal, the purpose, my duty, really. Get inside the real Washington and what you need to know as you start your day in five-ish minutes. Holler on Twitter if you'd like. I'm at R-A-G-H-U, not R-A-G-U. All right, let's get into it. We're taking a bit of a break from infrastructure summer to bring you 2 weeks of foreign policy. On Wednesday, President Biden and the First Lady will be headed to the United Kingdom for their first overseas trip. At stake, it's the Biden administration's first chance to lay out some goals without placating Congress, where legislation on infrastructure and voting rights are taking a bit of a detour in West Virginia. Here's the itinerary. He'll meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday and then attend the three-day G7 meeting over the weekend in Cornwall. On Sunday, he'll also meet the Queen and then leave for Brussels, where he'll attend the NATO summit and the US-EU summit. And after this flurry of meetings meant to shore up the transatlantic alliance, the main event comes next Wednesday. That's when Joe Biden will be in Geneva for a one-on-one with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Nahal Tuzi, Politico's foreign affairs correspondent, emails, President Biden will be among friends for most of this upcoming trip, and that's by design. The idea is for him to consult with allies before meeting with Putin in Geneva in a show of diplomatic force. We're being told not to expect too many deliverables on the trip. Biden cast it as a rally for democracies in the face of China and Russia in an op-ed in the Washington Post. But Tuzi writes, there will be visible relief from many of the countries gathered at the initial summits simply because it's Biden and not Donald Trump showing up. It's worth mentioning, the trip gives foreign leaders their first shot to figure out the American foreign policy roadmap under Biden, whether a full reset back to the era before Trump lies ahead, or at least it gives everyone a chance to press Biden in person about it. Stephen Erlinger from the New York Times gives us this view from Europe. 4 years ago, European leaders were traumatized by President Donald J. Trump, who cheered Brexit and eviscerated NATO, declaring the alliance obsolete, calling member countries deadbeats, and at first refusing to explicitly endorse NATO's bedrock mutual defense principle. As they prepare to welcome President Biden, the simple fact that he regards Europe as an ally and NATO as a vital element of American security is almost a revelation. Yet the wrenching experience of the last presidential administration has left scars that some experts say will not soon heal. While Biden gets ready for his first foreign trip as president, Vice President Kamala Harris is already into day one of hers. She landed in Guatemala yesterday after having to switch planes because of a landing gear issue. Today, Harris will have a bilateral meeting with the president of Guatemala and local leaders and entrepreneurs. A senior administration official said anti-smuggling and trafficking actions will be announced today, though there are no plans to unveil an additional aid package during the trip. Aside from the task at hand, it's also a chance for the administration to reset what Harris's role on immigration policy actually is. For months, Republicans have inaccurately casted her as the border's czar. Here's what everyone in Washington is up to today, starting with the White House. At 9:50 a.m. Eastern, the president will receive the president's daily brief. At 4:30 p.m. Eastern, Biden will host NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House. Press Secretary Jen Psaki and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will hold a briefing at 12:30 p.m. Here's what's on the vice president's docket today. At 9:35 a.m. Central Standard Time, Vice President Harris will participate in a bilateral meeting with Guatemalan President Alejandro Giammattei in Guatemala City. At 11:35 a.m., Harris and Giammattei will hold a press conference. At 1:45 p.m., the Vice President will participate in a roundtable on migration with Guatemalan community and civil society leaders. At 3:25, Harris will participate in an intergenerational innovators and entrepreneurs event. And at 7:50 p.m., the Vice President will depart Guatemala en route to Mexico City, where she's scheduled to arrive at 11:05 Central Daylight Time. The Senate will meet at 3 p.m. Eastern with a vote to invoke cloture on a judicial nomination at 5:30 p.m. The House is out today. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be on the Hill, testifying before the Foreign Affairs Committee at 10 a.m. and an Appropriations Subcommittee at 2:30 p.m. Flagging this one for later, the Senate Rules and Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committees will release their report on the security breakdown on January 6th as early as today. One last thing before we get out of here. If you haven't already, check out Playbook Deep Dive. The latest episode is about how the national culture war over how schools teach about racism and sexism is playing out in Oklahoma. That's all I've got for you today. For more news on what's breaking in DC right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Raghu Manavalan. Thank you for a great first day. See you tomorrow morning.
Google's free resources are designed to help millions of small businesses get the most out of digital tools, from free online trainings and tutorials to on-demand classes through Grow with Google. In these digital workshops, small business owners can learn how to connect with customers through Google Search and Maps and how to keep them informed of any changes to their business, like updated hours and information about reopening. Explore Google's free tools for small businesses at google.com/grow.